Local photographer Michael Penn was kayaking back from a camping trip with his family Sunday when they entered a debris field just off Douglas Island near where the Mendenhall River flows into the ocean.
I looked down the water and then there was this Ziploc bag just floating there full of pictures. There's probably, I don't know, between 60 and 80 pictures in there. I know how precious pictures are.
They'd been out of cell service range for the last few days. When they checked their phones, they learned about the glacial outburst flood and the homes destroyed along the Mendenhall River. Someone had put a label that said family on the bag. The seal had broken, and the photos were soaked in salt water. Luckily, Penn has a print dryer left over from his darkroom photography days. He took the photos home, rinsed them, and dried them off.
There's no damage to them. If it had sat in the water for any length of time, they probably would have fallen apart.
He posted on Instagram, hoping to find the owners. The same day Penn found the photos, Letitia McRae was walking along the tide line of North Douglas, several miles from where the homes collapsed. She's been picking up trash in Juneau for about a decade. She runs a community Facebook page where she posts about her cleanups.
There was this big tree in the tide line, and kind of up against the tree was this wood box. And I picked it up, and lo and behold, that little latch with no lock, no nothing on it, was still closed.
When she opened the wooden box, she found an old metal photograph and jewelry, including what looked like a wedding band with a name inscribed on it. She took it home and rinsed everything off, then posted a picture on Facebook asking for help. A few hours later, a commenter connected her with someone who lost their home in the flood. She returned the box to its owner that evening.
That box made it. That really turbulent river, and then it floated all the way across the channel and ended up on a beach, still closed. I mean, it could have hit a tree and popped open, and all of that would have been lost forever. It was meant to make its way back to the family.
On Monday, Penn went back to North Douglas with his family to continue the cleanup. He said they filled several bags.
Imagine a house that's been ground up and spat out. We were finding roof material and ceiling trusses and broken furniture and just bits of plastic. There's insulation everywhere.
Reports of furniture and building materials are popping up along the waters surrounding Juneau. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has asked residents to report any fuel or heating oil tanks that may have been swept away or found washed up on the shore. The cleanup will take some time, but on Monday morning, McRae was back out on the beach looking for more trash to pick up or more treasures to reunite.
Sometimes when you think it's all lost, it's not all lost. And sometimes the universe brings things back to you.
Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Adeline Baxter.